kind of wild and crazy thing he'll do for his 80th birthday.
He's the mugshot heard around the world.
Well, he's been pretty tame since then. I mean, he's had a couple of minor episodes since that mugshot, but for the most part, he's been tamer than normal as far as that goes.
But wouldn't you say his and Nick Nolte's are probably the most well-known mugshots?
And not in a good way. I mean, because they looked amazing in those mugshots.
No. Nolte's is something.
There was an obvious reason why they had had their mugshots taken, and there was some, you know, like some investigation into DWIs and alcohol if you just kind of look at the mugshots. Speaking of DWIs, so there's big story around this whole Justin Timberlake mugshot and his DWI arrest. Apparently, he and Jessica Biel, not so great. She's been seen several times in the last few days without a ring, and according to sources close to both Jessica and Justin, take it with a grain of salt, she's pretty much given him an ultimatum. Like, you need to stop all of it or we're done. Like, it's over. So, which you knew with some of the things that have happened over the last couple of years and the kind of tumultuous relationship they've had and some of the rumors that and again, these are just rumors, that could be kind of where it's headed. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens, right?
Sometimes when you hear that many rumors and the gossip is right there in the forefront, it doesn't usually...
Smoke.
There's fire.
That's right. As soon as TMZ reports it, though, then we know it's true. I don't know how they do it, but they're usually right on. It still blows my mind. And then finally, Mel Brooks. You want to talk about a legend on this list. He is celebrating his 98th birthday this weekend. Wow. Genius writer, director. He gave us Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, History of the World Part 1, The Producers, and Spaceballs. And it is rumored that with the remake of Spaceballs that we're going to basically see here at some point in time, because everything's a documentary or remake, he's not obviously going to be writing and directing, but they are going to get his input on the new Spaceballs as well project goes forward. So anyway, amazing guy, but 98 years old for Mel Brooks this weekend. Now, of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms going to continue through much of today and tonight. Temperature is going to be a little bit cooler. The big story, though, is going to be the weekend, because it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. If you don't have outside plans, you should definitely make some, because lots of sun. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Sean Cable is going to tell us more in just a few minutes. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Watch the Baraboo fireworks from the best view in town, the Boo U Campus. Friends of the Campus is throwing a party in the Campus Cafe and Balcony. Join them for fireworks with friends July 4th starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy food and beverages along with music by Boo U alumni Shondell Marks. And you can support the campus with scholarships for area students. Tickets are available online at friendsofthecampus.org. Have a happy Independence Day.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How did each candidate do in last night's presidential debate? ABC News political director Rick Klein says there are some numbers out about how people felt.
CNN did a poll of people that watched the debate last night, and it wasn't even close. 67%, a 2-1 margin. They saw that Donald Trump as the winner of the debate, although we should note about 80% of respondents said it had no impact on their vote.
A lot of analysis and everyday viewers say that Donald Trump repeated a long list of falsehoods while Joe Biden stumbled through the evening with a raspy voice. This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will deliver more rulings from cases heard this term, yet to be decided whether Trump and other presidents should have absolute immunity from any actions taken while in office. 5 months after a grand jury was seated in Uvalde, Texas, it has returned criminal indictments against former police chief Pete Arredondo and one of his officers, stemming from their response to the mass shooting in 2022 that left 19 fourth graders and two teachers dead. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Three developments are slated for Baraboo's south side, and now the city is closer to establishing a TID, or Tax Incremental Financing District, that to incentivize the projects. The Common Council on Tuesday approved another step in creating TID 13 in a 5-3 vote to incentivize the area just north of Devil's Lake State Park. The three developers, Devil's Lake Hospitality, Valhalla Valley, and KMD Properties, already own land plots and are planning to add housing, lodging, and commercial properties in that district. Tuesday's vote now allows a financial advisory firm to move ahead with drafting a project plan for the area regarding the planned developments, along with coordinating a joint review board meeting and public hearing for residents. Those meetings are set for August 20th. A vote to officially establish TID 13 is slated for September 24th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today and tonight. Our high today right around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 67, tomorrow sunny 82. On Sunday sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
99.7 It's 8:07 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday morning. We hope you are having a great start to your day. Almost another weekend. We just have to hang in there a few more hours. It's the Bengals now. Walk like an Egyptian on Max FM.
And like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, we've had a couple messages come in over on our text line. So the first one is a birthday that I inadvertently didn't get to. So I want to apologize, first of all, for missing it when we were doing our birthday list. And I hope I pronounced this last name right. Tammy Fetplace is celebrating this weekend. And this came in from Autumn this morning. So Tammy, we wish you a very, very happy birthday. And we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And then Chris also texted in this morning because we were mentioning during the birthday list that Colin Hay, who's the lead singer of Men at Work and went on to have a solo career, he does perform a lot across the United States and around Europe. And Chris actually says that Colin played the Pabst Theater in March and says that he was absolutely awesome. So there you go.
That's what I've heard. I've never seen Colin perform solo-wise, but I've heard a lot of good reviews about his shows.
He's got a good voice.
He always did,
even in the 80s in his younger days. But thank you for the text.
Thanks,
this
Chris.
Morning. Yeah, and so remember, if you just want to put your opinion out there, if you can answer a question that you and I might have, text us at 355-9970. I like to say the text line is good for more than just a birthday.
Yes.
Sometimes you can chat with us. I know. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Our listeners are really cool. All right. So speaking of, the 4th of July celebrations and things happening, over the next few days, you might want to check this out if you need a little caffeine to your 4th of July barbecue. If you're bored and the coffee isn't doing it for you anymore, Finn, there's nothing like a rack of ribs to wake you up because 5-Hour Energy has unveiled a new product just for summer. Caffeinated barbecue sauce. Now, it's not clear if they're planning to sell it, but they're giving away 12-ounce bottles through their website. And so do a quick Google search for 5-Hour barbecue sauce. You'll come right to it. The first drop was yesterday, and they completely sold out. We'll put that in air quotes since they're giving it away. But they're doing three more on July 2nd, July 9th, and July 16th. So the next three Tuesdays, essentially, is what it is. There's only one flavor, peach mango. So if you're not a fruit forward person, or you don't want your dinner keeping you up at night, might not be for you. Each serving, are you ready for this? 60 milligrams of caffeine, or about as much as a weak cup of coffee. That's pretty good though for some barbecue sauce. Let's be honest about it, And if you slather enough on the old rack of ribs, that's kind of a jolt to the system, just a little bit, right?
So the best part of barbecue isn't Folgers in your cup, it's the barbecue itself.
Yeah, exactly. Now, just for perspective, an average cup of coffee has about 95 milligrams of caffeine, and a can of Coke has 34. So it's kind of somewhere right in between. The press release says that it's part of their plan to redefine what 5-Hour Energy is and can be, and they're excited to be the first energy brand to offer a caffeinated sauce that helps you stay focused and keep the party going. So what are you supposed to do? Just walk around with your barbecue sauce in your purse all day long, and every time you feel a jolt, go grab a chip or a fry? Like, what are you supposed to do with this? I mean, it's a little different than a 5-Hour Energy drink, right? Where you can just tip that back at your desk. I mean, we're talking like actual barbecue sauce here. So I don't understand how you're supposed to incorporate that into your day. Maybe you have to do barbecue then every day at lunch. So you're not doing the coffee, but you're still getting that jolt of caffeine.
Isn't there caffeine in everything these days? I remember, and this is kind of lame, but years ago when I first spotted caffeinated water, I thought, interesting. And now caffeinated barbecues, it's crazy.
We love everything our caffeine. We love our caffeine, and we love to, but here's the thing too. There's a lot of people who won't do the 5-Hour Energy drink, or they won't do like the Red Bulls or something like that, only because they're like, that's not healthy for me, I don't want to do that. So maybe this is more equipped for the people who are like, I could still use that caffeine jolt, but I don't necessarily want to do the 5-Hour 5-hour energy drink. Sure. I'll just slather it on my, mm-hmm. my burger at mm-hmm. lunch or something like that. I don't do any caffeine. Today is one of those days I regret life decisions, though, for some reason. This whole week is one of these weeks that I've regretted some life decisions, like no caffeine in my diet. But, you know, you muster on the best that you can. Flavored water, not the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, and actually for you, it probably works out well, because the second you get hooked on the caffeine, you mm-hmm. can't go back. I mean, yeah. if you don't have it, you get headaches and it's yep. it's not good.
I've never been a huge caffeine drinker. I'm kind of honest about that, because a lot of people can't believe that doing what we do, I don't do coffee. I don't do Cokes or anything like that.
Yeah.
I've never been a huge caffeine drinker, though. That was just not something I did in high school, even with really late nights and all of the different things I was in. And even in college, working the night shift at a radio station and still going to school full time, caffeine was just not something I did. Once in a great while, I would go out and have coffee with my friends right away in the morning, but it was pretty rare that I actually would have any sort of caffeine. And
those all-nighters you just did naturally.
I did.
Impressive. Wow.
Sure. Okay. I think there's other things in life I'd like to be more impressive for, but it worked, I guess. I graduated with honors and all that kind of stuff. Now here I am at 45 years old. It means absolutely nothing in the scheme of things, but yes, these are things that I did. Isn't it funny, though, how you look back at some of the stuff that you did when you were young, and now you think about where you're at in life, and you're like, yeah, that meant absolutely nothing. Who cares?
That was nothing.
Why did I even bother with that kind of thing? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's kind of where I am most days about most things. All right, so this is very, very exciting. I came across this on Facebook this morning. It doesn't have anything to do with caffeine, but it is very, very exciting, because for the next 4 days over at Circus World, so we're talking today through July 1st, they're going to be having a huge anniversary celebration, because it's 65 years of circus, right? Ooh. In Baraboo. $6 admission to Circus World during this anniversary celebration today through July 1st, which is essentially Monday. You can get in for $6 per person. So if you haven't been over there yet to see the Big Top Show, which is obviously space theme this year, maybe you were over there once, you really want to go back again and check some stuff out, this is a great opportunity. Again, $6 admission at Circus
bucks?
World.
Come on.
I know. You can't do anything. Yeah. Those jolts of caffeine we were talking about, come on. How much you actually paying for your latte this morning, right?
Right.
$6 to get into Circus World between today and Monday. Again, June 28th through July 1st, as they celebrate their 65th anniversary. Very, very exciting stuff. It's a great Big Top Show, too. And they have camel rides now, because obviously we have no more elephants in Baraboo, but the camels are there, and you can take camel rides. Have you ever been on a camel ride? They're interesting.
No. Have you?
Like, I have, because they used to do this at this Shrine Circus when I was growing up in South Dakota. You could choose either the elephant or you could choose the camel. And sometimes the elephant line was really, really long. And so I would choose the camel ride, because if somebody's letting you, like offering to let you ride an elephant or a camel, you don't say no. I mean, come on. So you have to pick and choose. And so sometimes I would have to do the camel. Sometimes I would do the elephant. But yeah, it's weird because they set you in between their hump. So you got like a hump on the front and a hump on the back. And it is a little weird. And they move really, really slowly. But no, camel rides are kind of fun. And they're super soft. Their fur is really, really soft. So that's kind of cool as well. So,
and is that the only reason you chose the camel over the elephant, was because the lines were shorter?
Yeah, because you only had so much time, because obviously they cut off the rides a few minutes before showtime was about to start. So if the line was really, really long for the elephant, and my grandpa and grandma were there, and of course they weren't going to say no to me, because that's just not how it worked, I was definitely going to go ride one of the animals. And so if the line was too long, then I would choose the camel. And I didn't think it would be as nearly as cool as it was, but it was really actually pretty awesome. So I do remember my camel rides fondly as a little girl.
That's awesome.
Again, if your grandparents say, "Ooh, we want to buy this for you," what kid's gonna say no, Finn? You're gonna do something if your grandparents are offering. That's why I always came back with lighted batons and headbands with like little crazy lights on them as well, because my grandparents never said no to me.
Those cool things that I probably will never be able to do because we probably will never have any grandchildren. Come on, Taylor. Come on, Colin.
It's getting desperate there, huh? It's getting, because they're the two oldest, Taylor and Colin, right? Out of all the boys.
Yeah, they are. And it definitely affects my wife more than it does me, because she really wants to be a grandparent. Really.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, so, that's tough too. Because they're both in long term relationships as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I guess if you're gonna do it, you do it soon would be what I say. But
oh, man,
you know,
I would hate to have Newsweek write articles about my children. Forget it.
Oh yeah, I've pretty much resounded to the fact that most likely in this life I'm going to be a dog grandma. I've like resounded to that fact.
How do you feel about it?
Are you okay with that?
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that, because here's the thing: if my kids are happy and they're doing their thing, and that doesn't include having kids, yeah, you know, maybe it'll suck a little bit, but I'm totally okay with that. As long as they're cool and they're happy and they're doing what makes them happy in life, I will get over myself a little bit for their happiness. So
I guess on the plus side, that means you're probably not going to be changing diapers ever again in your life.
This is true.
You know,
I mean, and I never say never. My kids have always surprised me. I've pretty much resounded to the fact, though, that it's probably going to be dogs. And I was like, you know, I'll dog sit for you whenever. It's cool. I've told Dexter this a few different times. I was like, I'll always come and dog sit for you, because again, he's the one that wants Shiba Inus. He's my Shiba Inu one. He wants a pack of them. I'm not really sure why he needs a pack of them, but he really wants a pack of them.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, dude, you've got some lofty expectations of life, don't you? But
hey, let's face it. I was just talking about this with my son, which is that dogs are way easier to even when you're having issues with them. I would much rather hang with my dogs than
people most of the time. Me, totally feel you on that one. Speaking of grand dogs, how is your grand dog Sage? Because that's essentially what Sage is. I know Sage was going through some health complications. Now, it was heartworm, correct?
She was on heartworm, doing okay. That's my oldest son's dog, doing okay, but was on a lot of medication and isn't really allowed to go anywhere. And they believe, because Sage was a rescue, they believe that Sage got the heartworm in Florida before they actually adopted Sage.
Not great,
and is
heartworms a long
is kinda,
process,
and is kind of going through what we all went through at the beginning of the pandemic, where it was just total isolation.
Poor baby, but
doing better. And I guess we were talking about pet insurance last hour.
Yeah,
and I guess their pet insurance is covering a lot of the bills.
That's amazing.
Because it's a long process and it's expensive
to treat heartworms. Mm-hmm. It's really expensive, unfortunately, because there isn't really a good way of getting rid of them other than a lot of medications. So that's awesome. Well, it's good to hear that Sage is doing better, though, because that always sucks because Sage is a baby as well. I mean, I've seen the photos on your Facebook page, especially when they first adopted Sage. Sage is a big baby, so I can't even imagine how heart-wrenching it is for the pet parents as well.
August, hopefully things will be much better. And Sage is such a gentle giant. I mean, just a sweetie.
Pyrenees, right? Is she Pyrenees? Yeah. Okay, if I remember correctly, when they adopted her, I wanted to make sure I was correct on that.
And it's funny because they have what they call the Princess Palace, Sage likes to get up on this bed in the spare bedroom, and that's where Sage basically sleeps is up on this bed.
But she's got her own bedroom, of course.
Well, now
sense.
They've taken the mattress down and have
so
put it
have
in their bedroom next to their bed so that Sage can sleep next to them in their bedroom.
Oh, yeah. That's so sweet. She's in good hands. She's in good hands. It just sucks, though. It's kind of like when your kids don't feel well. If you truly are a pet parent and you love your pet, when your pet's down, you feel it with every ounce of your core. Kind of like when your kids get sick when they're little or something's really not quite right. You feel it with every ounce of your core. So, well,
and then on the selfish side of things, they really can't go anywhere. I mean, they weren't able to come up and spend Father's Day with me because they can't really go anywhere with Sage being in this condition dealing with the heartworm, which I totally understand and totally get. And no worries. I get it. But for them, they can't. And they have friends that have watched Sage, have done the doggy sitting thing, but then with all the medications that Sage needs to take.
You don't
want to
pile that on people.
Exactly. It's like you feel like you're putting an extra burden on whoever's doggy sitting for them. And they found out about so much of this stuff early on. And when we were in Ireland, my son's girlfriend, her grandmother passed away. So then all of a sudden, all of these funeral plans came up and they had to figure out, oh, my goodness, who's going to watch Sage? Because it was just a nightmare, basically, trying to figure out all this stuff. Yeah,
that's
and
rough.
Taylor was in Ireland with me, so
it's not like he can just quick fly home and you know and be like, okay, I got this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So hopefully Sage makes a full recovery though, and hopefully in the next month or so they see some improvement and she gets much better.
Thanks for asking. Yeah.
Well, of course. You feel it. If you're a pet parent, you feel it, right? It's just like every time I go into the vet, if I have to go in there and I'm getting Aspie's monthly preventatives and they. Our particular vet is Hildale, and they have a candle that they put on the counter, one of those LED ones, when a pet family has to say goodbye. And, if you've ever been a pet parent, you feel that to your core. You know exactly what those people are going through, and they just ask for a little bit more quiet if you can in the lobby, because obviously your dog's not going to read the sign, and sometimes they're excited to be at the vet. But, they ask for a little bit more quiet if it can be helped why that particular family grieves. And if you're a pet parent, though, you feel that to your core. And when you see that candle, you know exactly what that family is going through at that particular moment in time.
Exactly.
And I always get in the car and I always just think, oh, I hope they're doing okay. I hope I hope that it's they're going to be okay, because you just know how hard that is. You just know how hard that is. So pet parents have to stick together.
Yeah. Agreed.
We have to stick together in this world, right? Nobody else is going to love our dogs and talk about them the way we do and pull out pictures like my husband does on his phone. So somebody's got to do it. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Mostly cloudy today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Those chances continue today into tonight. 75 for a high. Down to 67 tonight. Then lots of sunshine. 82 tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. More sunshine. 73 on Sunday. Right now, it's 56.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a great Friday. It is 8:31 right now. Just trying to get to the weekend at this point. I mean, the work thing, it's just going to get in the way. I mean, you can start a little early fun on a Friday. Here's the Rolling Stones. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:34 right now. And remember, if you're going to be sticking around the Baraboo area next week for the 4th of July, hanging out, you know, seeing what Baraboo has to offer, well, don't forget that there is going to be a super fun, family fun event, Baraboom's happening. this year in its brand new location over at the UW-Platteville Baraboosaut County campus. We're talking live music by the Blacker Brothers Band. There's going to be a kids area, a first responder open house. Food truck's going to be over there, as well as a beer garden. And it all is going to end with that amazing festival foods fireworks display at dusk. Now, the gates are going to open at 5 p.m. Remember to get in. It's absolutely free. You're going to want to have a little cash on hand, though, for some of that fun stuff like food and an adult beverage or two. But otherwise, a super great night over at the UW-Platteville Baraboosaut County campus. If you want more information about the Baraboos festivities, you can head over to baraboo.com. We are so excited that this is happening again this year. It is going to be a truly great time on the campus grounds. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like the showers and the thunderstorms going to stick around today into tonight. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that and the beautiful weekend weather that we're about to have. Once we get through these showers and thunderstorms, I'm telling you, heading over to Circus World for those $6 admission anniversary days, totally going to be worth it because lots of sun, temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Sean's got more details in just a moment, along with a look at local sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Brewers are off yesterday. They'll be back at it with a three-game set at home, hosting the Chicago Cubs. Brewers come to this one 48-33 for the season. Cubs are 38-44 for the year. Tonight's going to be Colin Ray getting the go for the crew. Jameson Taillon will be countering for the Cubs. First pitch to start this series will be at 7:10 tonight. NBA draft wrapped up last night. The Bucks had the third pick in round number two. They go with a 6'9", 224-pound forward out of the G League's Ignite team. Tyler Smith is the selection. The small forward was very productive in his minutes in the G League. He averaged 13.7 points and 5.1 rebounds per game in 22 minutes. Just like their selection in the first round, AJ Johnson, Tyler's also 19 years old. So again, these guys likely won't be making impacts in the immediate future, but will hopefully be a part of the team's long-term plans. The other big story from round number two is the fact that LeBron James will indeed be playing with his son. With the fourth to last pick in the draft, the Lakers selected USC's Bronny James. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today and tonight. Our high today right around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 67, tomorrow sunny 82. On Sunday sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
It's 8:39 right now. We hope you're having a great morning so far. Of course, it's Friday, and all you're really waiting for right now is the weekend and some really nice weather, because you just heard Sean. It's going to be gorgeous this weekend, a good one to get outside. Here's Belinda Carlisle. It's Mad About You on Max FM.
Day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:43 right now. And Finn, on this Friday, we've got a lot of things to celebrate. It's time for our calendar days. This is a good list of stuff that'll take us through the weekend. So today, if you're one of the lucky ones or brave enough to take it out in the rain, it's drive your Corvette to work day. Well, let me just go out to the pond, to the garage and get mine polished up so I can drive it around Goose Poop Pond a couple of times. I mean, essentially, I don't get to drive myself to work. I round the block and then I'd be home, and that would pretty much be it for me.
Gotta take advantage of the day, Maddie.
Right.
Come on.
I do. Yeah. Apparently so. Today is also International Body Piercing Day. If you're one of those brave souls that wants to get more body piercing, then this is your day to go out and do it. I just have a couple holes in my ears. I've got pierced ears. That's pretty much the extent of it. I've often thought about getting like one in my nose, like a stud in my nose, but then I've always gone against that thought because, well, I have such bad allergies. I'm pretty sure I'd probably blow the thing out all the time just because of the fact that my nose is always running and I'm constantly got Kleenexes.
The nose ring isn't going to work out for
no,
you.
No, probably, yeah. Probably not going to happen. Today is also International Caps Lock Day. You know, the one that we tend to turn on and then forget that it's on, and then it just looks like it's, we're randomly screaming at people on social media. Yeah. Some people deserve it, though, so it kind of works out to our advantage sometimes. It's also National Food Truck Day today. Oh, who doesn't love a good food truck, Finn?
Yeah. It's one of the best parts about summer.
It is. It really, truly is. And I love going into big metro areas where the food trucks are up and running all winter long. And last year when we went to New York for Christmas, there were a couple of just gourmet hot cocoa food trucks. And then they had, like, you know, some pastries and things that they would sell. But I was like, that's genius, especially at Christmas, because you'd walk by and all you could smell was like gingerbread and cinnamon and cocoa.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, it was luxurious.
The food truck is calling. Come to me.
I know. And you can't not stop at a food truck, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you go down a block somewhere and there's like a row of them, it's just this amazing smell that just permeates the air. And it's the most incredible thing ever. You cannot not stop at a food truck. I mean, come on now. It's also Paul Bunyan Day today. Of course, we're talking about Paul Bunyan and my personal favorite, Babe, the Great Big Blue Ox. Of course, here in the Upper Midwest, we're all about the folklore. I mean, you go over into the Bemidji area of Minnesota, and it's all about Paul Bunyan over there. But there's a lot of places in the Midwest that celebrate Paul Bunyan. Iowa, right here in Wisconsin, Michigan, California. It even goes into Bangor, Maine. People up there like to celebrate Paul Bunyan as well. I mean, he was a giant human being, so he could really get around pretty easily. I mean, let's be honest, yes. A couple of footsteps and he could get from Minnesota all the way over to Bangor, Maine pretty easily. I mean, let's just be real about where we're at. But I love Paul Bunyan. He's just the best. He's a good folklore. And then, oh, my husband will rejoice on this one. Today is National Tapioca Day. There's nothing that the man loves more than some tapioca pudding. I like tapioca, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if I love tapioca quite as much as Corey Hartman does, but he does like his tapioca. Strange. You could tell he lived with his grandma. I mean, this is all I can say about some of his favorite foods. I mean,
he's like a 70-year-old man trapped in the body of...
Thank you. I've been telling him that since he's been like 22 years old. I've been like, you're like an old dude trapped in a young dude's body. Like, what happened to you?
To be fair, though, confession time. There are moments where we will have some... tapioca, or as I like tapioca. To call it, tapioca is what I like to call it.
Yes, because that's what it looks like if you actually sound it out. Yes.
But I like to put a little cinnamon sugar on top of mine.
Oh, yeah, that's delicious. Yeah. That's delicious. Yeah, no, I'm totally there. And I do tease him, but I do love tapioca myself. My favorite is when he's had a really hard day or like a really late lunch because it was a really long day and he doesn't really want dinner, but he knows he's going to get hungry a little later on. And so he'll look at me and like, it'll be 9:30 at night. He knows what time I go to bed. And he'll look at me and he'll be like, can you make me some creamy wheat? And I'll be like, are you serious right now? Why do you need? I don't even do the stove version anymore. I do the little instant packets where all you have to do
stuff.
Yeah. All you have to do is add the milk and then, you know, make sure you stir it periodically. I'm like, even you could handle that. Like, even you could make the creamy wheat on your own. It's just better when somebody else makes it. And then he'll look at me and he'll be like, my grandma would have never told me to make it on my own.
Guilt. Oh, wow.
So the last thing I do before I go to bed on those particular evenings is, serve him up a big bowl of creamy wheat. So in case anybody's wondering, he does get the creamy wheat. Taking a look at what else we have on our calendar for this weekend. These people to me should be as important as a good tailor for a short person. Bartender and Mixologist Day is tomorrow. I feel nice. Like once you find a good bartender, you don't go back, right? And you're going to be spoiled for forever because their drinks are always some of the most amazing drinks ever. Let's see, what else do we have? It is also Great American Picnic Day tomorrow, which is awesome because cool. The weather is actually going to be conducive for a picnic tomorrow. It's also Hug Holiday Day. Just make sure that you're hugging somebody who actually wants to be hugged back. I mean, that's a general rule that you should go with every single day, but particularly tomorrow if you're going to be handing out the hugs. It's also National Camera Day. This is like a day made for my husband. He loves photography as well. So it's National Camera Day tomorrow, so get out the cameras, you know, whether it's on your phone or whether you have one of those big fancy cameras, and take some really incredible photos. You don't need to be a professional to have some fun with that. It's also National Waffle Iron Day tomorrow. I said a day made for my husband. He does love a good waffle. So maybe, you know, plan those at some point over the weekend. It's also National Celebrate Your Marriage Day. I feel like in this day and age, we should be celebrating our marriages every single chance that we get. Not just one particular day of the year, but every single chance that we absolutely get. And then, of course, we like to end with a couple of good food ones for tomorrow. This is a very specific one. It doesn't really sound all that tasty, but I'm trying really hard. National Almond Butter Crunch Day is tomorrow. Okay. It's oddly specific, though, I think. Yeah. But you can enjoy some almonds and some butter crunch. And if this pop-up would go away, I could get to Sunday. Here we go. It is Blink 182 Day on Sunday. Of course, we're talking about the band. It is celebrated on the 182nd day of the year because obviously they're Blink 182. So there you go. Sunday is the 182nd day of the year, which is why it's Blink 182 Day. It is also, there's a lot of space ones on Sunday. So it is International Asteroid Day on Sunday, along with National Meteor Day. So maybe, you know, take the telescope out and do some star searching if you can. Yeah. But I feel like that would be a good way to celebrate that one. Yeah. We used to take the telescope out when Max was little all the time. And when we first moved here, our dock wasn't actually underwater and it still existed and you could walk on it. So we would take the telescope out to the end of our dock because obviously we have no streetlights out here and it's pretty much country. So we would be able to get some really amazing views of the sky. Max loved that kind of stuff.
Sometimes those visits to observatories are really cool.
I love planetariums as well. Yeah. Planetariums are just the best. It's also Log Cabin Day on Sunday, which I am jealous of anybody who gets to actually live in a log cabin. That would be my dream house somewhere, a log cabin, just a small one, you know, with kind of like the lofty upstairs, all of that kind of stuff. I really do love log cabins. They're just awesome.
Did you have Lincoln Logs as a kid?
Oh, of course. My daddy did construction. I had the Tinker Toys, I had the Legos, and I had the log.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, I had all of it. Absolutely. The Lincoln Logs were part of it. And sometimes I'd get really creative and incorporate my Lincoln Logs in with my Tinker Toys. And sometimes I'd have stuff over on the side from the Legos. And yeah, my family did construction. So if you could build cube with it. It was part of my toy room. Absolutely. And then my dad would come down, and then he was always so funny though, because my dad being in construction, you know, I'm just sticking stuff together. I'm just building stuff as a little girl. And as a kid, I'm like, ooh, look at this, dad. And he'd stop me and he'd be like, the key to a good building is a good foundation. And I would just look at him like, well, now you're just ruining it all.
Don't rain on my parade, dude.
My building would be teetering back and forth. Yeah. I mean, if you walked by too quickly, the whole thing would fall over.
So this is probably why you didn't go into the family business.
Yeah, no,
then.
No. Yeah.
That, radio is a safer bet.
There's a lot of math involved. Yeah, and that was not my strong suit. And apparently I didn't get the message until I was much older that I needed a stronger foundation or something. I don't know. It's also National Outfit of the Day on Sunday. Oh, you can go to social media and see everybody post their outfits of the day and what they're going to be wearing to their local farmer's market if you really are so inclined. Social media. It's also Social Media Day on Sunday, so that would make sense that it's National Outfit of the Day. So you can expect a lot of those posts because they go hand in hand. Is there any good food ones? No good food ones on Sunday, by the way. So really, if you want to carry the picnic theme over, or you know, that almond butter crunch over, you can do that as well.
Or the tapioca. Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. You could do that as well. So
when was the last time you went on a picnic?
I don't really like to picnic.
Bugs? Insects?
Yes,
is that,
bugs. Yeah. I like the act of picnicking. Don't get me wrong. I like to pack things up. I like to make lots of amazing food. Because when we picnic, it's not just, you know, here's some hot dogs. Let's throw them on the nearest grill. We'll do that, but we take our little gas grill. I make like special dessert for the fam. I make special sides for the fam. There's always a bunch of chips that they really, really like. I mean, it's a smorgasbord of food. We take up like 1.5 picnic tables for 4 people. It's pretty ridiculous. And I love doing all of that. And then I'm very excited to get out there. And then about 5 minutes into it, as my stuff is blowing away, or the ants are crawling up my table, or the mosquitoes are eating me alive, I'm like, why did I want to do this? And every time I say this, Corey just looks at me and he's like, I told you it was stupid.
But the idea is incredible.
Yes,
I mean, to have a nice picnic out, you know, underneath a tree and, you know, with spread the blanket out and have the picnic basket. The idea is great. But then the insects kind of, again, rain on your
parade. There's some logistics. There's some logistics that get in the way. And when we moved here 7 years ago this year, by the way, we just, you know, realized that the other day. We were working really hard at the station. And so we didn't have a lot of time for a lot of vacations or anything like that, especially when the boys were much younger. So a lot of times on Sundays, after everybody else would clear out of Devil's Lake, we would pack up one of those picnics and we would head down to Devil's Lake for the evening when the beaches were clear and you could basically have whatever picnic table you wanted because nobody else was there. And we would stay until basically almost dark and let the boys just kind of do their thing, run around at the park, get the water if they wanted to, because it was a nice,
it was
a reprieve for us. And it was a little bit of break from doing the same stuff we were doing every single day. And so it was a really nice family break for everybody. So we did that quite a bit. So probably the last picnic I was on, probably 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
I said, and then the boys got older, and now Dexter's like, "You want me to go out in the sun? Like, I can't live in this cave anymore." And so Max was working, and Corey and I don't really picnic. We did most of it just because our kids enjoyed it. So, it's been a while since I've been on a good picnic. Speaking of mosquito bites, by the way, so yesterday, Finn, and I know we got to wrap up here because it's almost 9. Yesterday, I was in the car. And I leaned back on my car seat, right? And I was like, why is my back killing me right there? Like, I had this really awful pain in my back when I leaned against the seat. And so I put my hand on my back thinking, oh, you know, I'll rub it. End up having a huge lump on my back. Okay. So I'm panicked now because, again, I've said I go from like something minor to death in literally 0.2 seconds. So I'm a little panicked right now. And then I realize that it's hot. Like this spot is hot through my shirt. So I get home. First thing I do is run into the bathroom. I don't care if the ice cream's melting or not. I need to figure out what this thing is on my back. It's a giant infected mosquito bite. It is giant. This thing is like silver dollar size. And so, of course, I had to start with the Neosporin because essentially that's all you can do to get the infection out most of the time.
And again, so it's on your back, so it's not exactly the easiest place to reach. Yeah.
So last night while I was eating dinner, I did a round of Neosporin and then I did a round of Benadryl cream on it as well. And then before I went to bed, I just doused it with both, hoping that maybe it'd look better in the morning. And it does look a little bit better, but it is literally the size of a silver, like a silver dollar. It is ginormous and it hurts so badly.
Oh,
and now that I know it's there, it's itching like crazy because now I know it's there and now I've bothered it as well. So now it's just super itchy, but it is. See, this is why I don't picnic.
Now it all makes sense. Boy, the mosquitoes really do like you, don't they?
They really, really do. And obviously they're biting through clothing this year, so that makes it all the worse. I mean, usually you can combat them a little bit, but he apparently just got on at the beginning of a 2-mile walk and just rode along the entire way or something. I'm not really sure what happened, but it's like right on my low part of the back. And Dexter came by the bathroom and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Look at this bite." He goes, "Oh my God." He goes, "Do you need to go to the hospital?" I said, "Is it that bad?" He's like, "It's pretty not great, Mom."
Yeah. Ouch.
But no, it looks a little better this morning. So obviously I'll keep an eye on it. And if nothing else, I'll end up at the doctor so they can give me something a little stronger. But I'll try on my own for a little bit before I run off to the doctor. But
those mutated mosquitoes, I tell you, they're bad this year.
They are really bad. So please, because we all know that mosquitoes can transmit a whole lot of stuff, not just to our pets, as our conversation prior to your grand dog, but to humans as well. So please take care of yourself out there. Again, I said this is the time of year where I officially smell like DEET and peppermint because I just layer everything on all at once. Now I got to try to get my back though all at the same time. I don't know if I have enough flexibility to make that happen. Right? Yeah, I know, but ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But no, it's not good. And again, why I don't picnic. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Mostly cloudy today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Those chances continue today and into tonight. 75 for our high today, down to 67 tonight. The weekend going to be absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sun and 82 tomorrow. Sunny and 73 on Sunday. Right now, it's 57.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the